Blog Talk Radio.
You'll stick and stay the course. We're going to be on for the full 3 hours this morning, today being March 11th. As Lynette likes to say, this is her month. This is her birth month, and she's enjoying every day, all of the days of March 2023. Well, I just want to say a special hello and good morning to Mr. Leon Francis, first up this morning on the board along with the others. So just want to say we will be having our prayers to start off with momentarily, so stick and stay, and then of course we'll give you the itinerary. But first of all, I'll ask Mr. Francis how he is doing and how things in his neck of the woods. Good morning, sir.
Pleasant good morning to you, Ivor, and to all your wonderful listeners around the world. It's a wonderful day here in our neck of the woods. I believe it's close to 70 at this point, and it seems to be going up a little. Temperature will be increasing for the rest of the day, so I'm happy. I'm happy to see some grass starting to peek out again, so we're looking forward to another good summer.
Yes, yeah, thank you for being here. We're having some greenery here ourselves. So spring is in the air. Leon, so
yeah.
Those who are on with us first, let's just say, well, we're going to be jumping forward at 2 o'clock in the morning. So the time is going to be changing. So I tell you over to you, Leon, where we start the show, giving it blessings.
Thank you for that opportunity. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for this wonderful day that you have given us and allow us to make it possible to have another show. We pray especially, Lord, for host Ivor and his crew, Cardinal, Lynette, David, name it, all the ones who make it possible, Lord. We just pray that you'll let this show go on without any interruption whatsoever. We pray especially for the ones who are ailing. We just want to mention the ones that Oliver Solomon, Edward Carter, Ellie Matt, Ralston Otto, Connie Whitley, Goldberg Francis, Willis, Mona Daniel, Mertris, and Bob Z. Nisbet, Lord. We pray for family of my Ruby, and of course of Ida Clark, and all the others who have expressed their concerns. Lord, we pray for them. Well, not expressed their concerns, we pray for them. But especially for Elkamita Willett, he was, Lord, he was just so looking so refreshed and so young, Lord. We pray that you just continue to bless the young man. Pray for Isilma Cornelius. I haven't heard from her for a while, Lord, but we just pray for her. We pray for Barbara. We pray for all the wonderful people, Murchis, and all the members of her family, and Bobsy. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done for them, and hope that you just continue to bless them, to make them back to them normal self again. We pray that you just let the show go on without any interruption, and that it will be one to be remembered. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lynn, and like we say, we are on the sunshine here also, and we're going to go all the way up to 72 degrees and sunny. Started off this morning at 37 degrees, but my understanding is that further north snow is expected in the New York area. So when Murchis or Donna comes along, they would really give us an update in that regard. So, well, folks, you know, as usual, our first hour, we will bring you the inspirational portion, and that way we normally begin via song. So hopefully we'll be one of your favorites, something to really inspire you and get you moving, get you going on this Saturday morning. Of course, at the top of the hour, we'll have sports, 2 o'clock, and usually David comes that way to give us what's happening internationally and regionally and locally as well. But be reminded, it's only going to be in brief because the heavyweight comes in tomorrow on the cricket show at 6 o'clock, and 6 o'clock going to be all of 6 o'clock across the Eastern Caribbean because the time is going to be changing. Only Jamaica down there is going to be different from us. Cardinal will come his way to bring you the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place. Compliments my Ruby son, but of the what? Of course, Cardinal will greet his many fans, and he called them his special fans. And we'll see if any one of them would have dropped off the radar, or if you would have recruited another special fan. So you can stand by for that as well. Of course, he'll come with his commentary. And Antigua Cares come your way at 10:45 via Dawn and Debbie, trying to help the less fortunate ones over there in Antigua and Barbuda and around the world as we try to heal the world. So at the 11 o'clock, of course, we will have an open line type where you can call in and be a part of the show, 563-999-3693. But then again, you don't have to wait until 11 o'clock to lend your voice to the program. After all, it is a free program. So feel free to call, dial the number, you'll push the 1, and we will move over and you become. All we ask is for you to respect yourself and respect others and keep your conversation within broadcast standards. We ask you to be forceful in your comments, but normally you'll get a pen and paper and you'll write down so you can be well organized so that when you come, you'll be as brief as possible, but as forceful as you can, being respectful to yourself and others. And with that, we will just get on into the thick of things. And again, 999-3693. We're just about hovering around the middle of March. Where did January and February go? And now we are marching along. Lynn, I think we should be saying we are running along, soon to be flying along. We just said welcome to March, and we're into the 11th day already.
We just say welcome to the beginning of the year.
That is true.
Yeah. One other note. We just want to pray for traveling mercies for Dennis as he makes his way back to California. I don't know if he has reached back yet, but you know it's a long journey. And after having laid your mother to rest, it was a wonderful little ceremony they had last week. want to
make yes, sure. Yes, I viewed it online too. Viewed it online. It was quite, you know, feeling quite a nice send off. And at the graveside there, I had a little chocolate. don't scan things. You don't know how to sing at this the British accent with singing. I just have to chuckle, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
He's
got to talk to us about that when he comes back.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're going to have a good chuckle. So, folks, again, remember, you're into the Saturday morning entertainment show, so even this is some form of entertainment. Want to say a special good morning to Audley. Audley wanted me to play a song. Here, let me see. What's the name? Okay, let me see. I hope you can hear it, Leon. Let's see if it's going to come through. No, I think we got to do something a little better than that. Coming to the from that end. So let's do this.
Okay, good morning, Marcy. Let's see if we can try this.
No.
Nope.
Yes, good morning, mercy. Audrey requested a song. I tried to do justice to that song. Let's see, Across the Bridge, Sanchez.
I am.
That's right, you'll never be unhappy again.
I must tell beloved Prime Minister Mia Moli. Always delivers. Let me share this clip.
The elephant in the room, what a lot of Western climate diplomats tell me, is that leaders like yourself also carry a responsibility. Why are vulnerable countries still so debt-stricken? Why is there still corruption? What is your response to that?
You really want me to ask you?
I do.
Okay. Why is it that every time we talk about countries from the South, the first allegation is corruption? Last time I checked, in the USA and the UK and Europe, they're brutal with corruption, but nobody says that they're not capable of achieving their objectives because of corruption. Why is it that we're not talking about the fact that these countries became independent, having allowed those countries that colonized them to extract significant portions of their wealth, such that we had no proper housing, no proper education, no proper healthcare systems, no proper legal systems, no proper across the whole street, and certainly nothing to do with building social capital, like community development and cultural enterprises. And what has happened is, therefore, that we have spent the time since independence trying to give our people what the global north has taken for granted and has supported by the extrication of centuries of wealth to give their people out of our blood, sweat, and tears. Now, when our blood, sweat, and tears finances the Industrial Revolution, and the Industrial Revolution then causes the climate crisis, and then I have to pay for the consequences of the climate crisis because of the Industrial Revolution financed by our blood, sweat, and tears, then I think they have no moral authority to tell me anything about the financing of the climate or about why we don't have enough.
Is it anger over this that fuels your energy?
Anger? Absolutely not. Unfairness, lack of justice. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed that humankind still wants to believe that there's one world for a set of people and another world for another set.
Tell them, Mia. Tell them for us. I always say this about her. I love how she says what is in her mind. She says it as she sees it, and she gets her point across. And I love how she asks, you really want me to answer that? That's how you know she is going to go in. And I loved her answer. And, you know, that's a legit answer. I'm glad she called it out. Thank you so much, Prime Minister Mia Moli. As always, we love you and we love to see it.
Oh, yes, this is the Stop in the Morning Entertainment Show. And you would hear it here every time. You're going to get something to inspire you. Hopefully you were inspired by what you would have heard by the Prime Minister of Barbados.
Let's see, I think we have Cardinal on line with us. Just a quick good morning to Cardinal. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Okay, I am well, listening to the show.
Make sure that the,
you know, I heard the response from Prime Minister Mia Moli, and those who know me well enough know, you know, what I think about her.
Yes, well, you know.
I might talk a little bit more about that in a later segment of the show.
Okay, no, just saying, trying for you to say good morning since you made a grand entrance. Just in case folks were wondering, we know you normally come in. Folks were wondering if anybody going to make your special fan list this morning, or if you would have bumped someone off. So we're waiting. So at this time, I'll say good morning to Irma over there in St. Martin. She's the one who is always inquiring and wondering who is going to join the list and who is not going to make the list this morning. So she's very mindful of being left off the show because, you know, she have a way to say, but Cardinal? Irma, you can take the wipe that smile off your face now.
Okay.
Always answers just in time. Yeah. Telephone to combination cannot get control of this light of glory. I'm girding your soul. Storms and trials cannot disconnect the line held in constant keeping by the Father's love divine. Yeah.
We sing for you this morning on the Saturday morning and so
me see.
God of the
Lord, no. Saying, don't cry, don't you cry. I want to say a special good morning to the main man over there in Nevis, Mr. Earl Sargent. Listening up, as usual. We appreciate your company, sir. Well, we are just moments away from finishing the inspirational portion, so we'll have sports coming up at the top of the hour. And we, of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Stand by for that, and I'll bring that to you. Compliments my ruby son, Audley Watson. So at this time, I'll just maybe take it up a notch and say a little something here to our marvelous maker. He's the one who created us, and he definitely created us as a masterpiece, regardless of what people might think. God created us as a masterpiece. After all, aren't we above the animals? He gave us dominion over them, at least. So we want to thank him for his mercies, which I would say they are renewed every morning. We want to thank him for life. Thank you. Thank you for life, because once there is life, we always know there is hope. You know the saying, if we can look up, it simply means we can get up. We want to thank the Heavenly Father for allowing us another privilege to come boldly to the throne this morning and this Saturday morning entertainment show to speak to you. Hopefully we'll be bringing something of value to your listening ears. Well, we want to thank the Father for allowing us another privilege to really talk to him. Because as we continue to march through this month of March, I don't know if you're marching, flying, running, or what have you, but I know we are moving on quickly into March. Just the other day we were saying, Happy New Year. So we're going to ask for the continued inspiration to walk beside the Lord and have him walk beside us and to guide us. Yes. So in whatever way we march, whether it's slow, fast, whether it's quick or steady, as the saying goes, do something, keep moving. At least it signifies that we have life. And if we have a good spirit, trust me, nothing would be too hard on this earth. You know, as we know, time is short. Ever since we were little, we always say that Christ is coming. So one day he might come. We never know. But we hold on to the myth that he is coming soon. If I can dare say, it's a myth. But for whatever, it's either world without end, amen, or Jesus is coming soon. But we were taught ever since in Sunday school that there is life after death. So what we do on earth here, we have to give an account after death. Of course, for those who have gone on to the greater beyond, we are praying for those who are left to be. We had Brother Heat over there. He's on his way back from the UK. Hopefully he gets here in one piece. So with that, we just around the corner from ending this, the inspirational portion. So maybe let me get an instrumental here. Maybe Byron only can send us over the Blueberry Hill. Lost man. Yes, indeed, and that's exactly where we are going to be ending our inspirational portion this morning. And we want to say we hope that you will have truly, truly enjoyed the lecture. Won by Mayor Murphy, ladies, speak from her heart every Sunday. And so we end this way by thanking the Lord for healing the sick and to bring comfort to the sad, the sorrowful, lonely, and the broken hearted, and to those who are experiencing pain, sorrow, anxiety, and depression. Well, we ask you to send your angel to encamp around us, and may this day, as we look forward to the end of the day, may enjoy it peacefully. Today, again, would end our, what should I say, I don't know if you want to enjoy the extra hour that was given to us. It's going to be taken away in the morning, so remember to push your clocks forward. We'll remind you here, for those of you who are in the mainland here, we're going to be back with the Eastern Caribbean Standard Time. But right now, we're going to rally around the West Indies. We're going to rally around.
Everybody from beautiful stages. I mean, the weather has been so gorgeous here. It's amazing.
As long as they have Leon and Michelle.
As long as they have
Leon
and Michelle.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Guys having some crazy weather up there. My niece lives in PA. She just sent me some pictures. I have never seen so much snow in one place. Crazy.
It is
unbelievable.
Down here at night.
Down here at night.
You saw that cool you
outside.
Once you get
dark,
nice weather outside.
Nice weather outside at night.
But in the day, we got.
In the day, we got.
Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Yeah, we got really good weather. The other morning, I came out to go walking, and it was so beautiful outside. Oh, my goodness. I have to take some pictures and send to my friends, especially those in the world. The sea looked like glass, and the mountains were so clear. I mean, it was so beautiful.
Yep.
Hope you guys get over that crazy weather.
Hey, Ivor.
Hey, Ivor.
All right.
Because July don't have as many people. Hello.
Yes.
I guess he's dumb struck.
Okay, David, maybe you should go ahead.
Hello.
All right, Ivor.
I'm gonna start.
With your section.
Yeah, I will. Good morning again, Lynette.
Monty.
Barbara. Good morning, Ivor.
Good morning, Leon.
Cardinal.
Dennis.
My good friend up there in that weather.
I know he wants to come down here. I guess he's getting down here sometime.
I'm looking, hope he stays there and keep the weather there until it gets cooler, it comes down, you know. But good morning to the listeners, wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good day, good night, good evening, good afternoon. Now, this is the Saturday morning show. We have the sports. And I'm going to start off, Ivor, with some basketball. Last night game, we have the Hawks defeating the Wizard, 114-107. The 76ers defeated the Trailblazer, 120-119. The Nets defeating the Timberwolves, 124-123. The Heat defeated Cavaliers, 119-115. The Spurs defeating the Nuggets, 128-120, and the Lakers defeating the Raptors, 122-112. In today's game, at 4 o'clock, the Knicks versus the Clippers. At 7, the Heat versus the Magic. At 7 also is the Jazz versus the Hornets, the Pacers versus Pistons. All those games start at 7 o'clock. At 7:30, the Celtics versus the Hawks. And there are two games that start at 8 o'clock. The Mavericks versus the Grizzlies. The Bulls versus the Rockets.
And at 8:30, there are two games. The Bucks versus the Warriors. Thunders versus Pelicans. And at 9 o'clock is the Spurs and the Suns. Oh, sorry, the Suns and the Kings at 9. So those are what's happening in today's game. We now turn our attention to the English Premier League. And Ivor, I'm telling you, my son and I team got a whooping from Liverpool last Saturday or last Sunday. We end up getting 7 from Liverpool. I could not believe that.
Well,
we had somebody had woke me up and said, we got 7 from Liverpool, I would have said, you're lying. I mean, we got a royal beating from Liverpool. I'm telling you, my brother, he's on a high. He's killing us. You know, because we've been on his team. This is not been playing well. But, I mean, they rose to the occasion Sunday. Now, today's game, I see Liverpool is down 1-0 to Bournemouth. 10 o'clock, it should be Leeds and Brighton, Brentford and Everton, Leicester City and Chelsea, Nottingham Forest versus Tottenham. Those are some 10 o'clock game. I don't know if this Liverpool game is starts at 10 also, because I did not get to see anything. And at 12:30, Manchester City is playing. But I must tell you, last night was date night for me and my wife, and we went to see The Temptations, The Four Tops, and did not get back in until very late in the morning. So I did not see any of the game, and only to look at the scores. Now I'm looking up the scores and see where my West Indies lost their game. I can't believe it. I'm dumbfounded by our batting, and it seems that we did not bat very, very well either in the second inning. But let me start off with the Australia game. Australia versus India. India versus Australia. And India is Australia batted first. They make 480. If two people getting 100 in that game, there, Ivor, unbelievable that you have someone like Cameron Green coming down the order and getting a century. Now, Usman Khawaja gets 180. Cameron Green, 114. 38 went to Steve Smith. 41 went to Todd Murphy, batting at number 10. Nathan Lyon, getting 34. 32 went to Travis Head. So, 480 all out. With Ashwin, getting 6 for 91 from some 47.2 overs. And then Mohammed Shami, getting 2 for 134. So he also scored a century there along with Umesh Yadav. He got none for 105 from some 25 overs. Incidentally, Ashwin bowled some 15 overs in that 47.2 overs. Now, India is replying very strongly. They 289 for 3 with Shuman Gill getting 128, 59 from Virat Kohli, 59 at all, 42 from Virat Raja, and Roy Sharma getting 35. I see where Steve Smith again is captaining. The Aspens is coming, bowling for Australia. Nathan Lyon, Matthew Kuhneman, I think that's how his name is, Kuhneman, you get one, and Todd Murphy getting a wicket each. So you have three wickets there. And I think we're down to day two, Ivan, I think, in that game there. Now I'm going to turn to the South Africa and West Indies game. And Ivan, as I said, I did not see any other game last night because, as I said, it was our date night. We were out on the town, came in a little bit late. But this is unbelievable and unacceptable. The bowlers are putting us into position, but the batters are the one that is letting us down. So South Africa batted first. They make 220 with Markram getting 96, 85 from Tony Zori, and 42 from Dean Elder, 28 from Timba Babuma, and 22 from Ryan Brickleton, bowling for the West Indies. They're 3 wickets each to Joseph, Mears, and Morty. Mears get 3 for 32, Joseph get 3 for 60, and Morty get 3 for 75. When West Indies batted, the tail, which is Jason Holder, came good in that game and brought some respectability to that total, with South Africa only leading us by 69 runs, I think. We got Jason Holder got 81, not out, with some 20s in the middle here. 29 to Kyle Mears, 28 to Ralston Chase, and 26 to Joshua De Silva, bowling for South Africa. Gerald Kotse gets 3 for 41. Rabada got 2 for 19 from 12. And Tom Armour gets 2 for 63 from 17.3. When they batted, when South Africa batted a second time, they got 321 all out, with the skipper Babuma getting 172. He bat for some 336 minutes, 280 balls. He got 24 in that innings. Yeah. Mulder getting 42. Those were the main contributors there, I was, in that second, in that 321. You have Jason Holder and Kyle Mears getting 3 wickets each. Kyle Mears get 3 for 46 and 17. And Jason Holder got 3 for 48 from 19 with 2 wickets. Again, going to Alzari Joseph, 2 for 49. And as I said, I did not see any of this game, and we folded and folded real bad. We only made we're bowled up for 106 with 1, 2, 3, 4 batsmen getting into double figures. And 34 to the silver, 19 to Holder, 18 each to Brathwaite and Joseph. That is not good. And Kotze come back again, getting 3 for 37. Armour getting 3 for 45. And Rabada getting 2 for 19. And Kisha Maraj getting 2 for 4 from 2.5 overs. I don't know. I saw the performance like that would be acceptable anywhere. New Zealand and South Africa and Sri Lanka is locked in a battle there. With New Zealand, I would say, got the upper hand, but Sri Lanka is fighting back. Sri Lanka, 255 in their first inning, with 87 going to Mendes, 50 going to Ratney, doing 50, 47 to Matthews, 46 to the Silver. Those are the main contributors there. I was 255 on that. Bowling for New Zealand, Tim Doughty gets 5 for 64 for 26.4 overs, and Matt Henry getting 4 for 80 from 26. In New Zealand batting, we get 100 from Daryl Mitchell. On the order there, came back and got it, give 100. There's a gentleman batting at number 9. Matt Henry got in 72, 67 from Tom Latham, Devon Conway, 30, 25 each to Bracewell and Southie. Neil Watson also got 27. So those are the main contributors there. Bowling for Sri Lanka. Fernando get 4 for 85 from 29.3 overs. Kumara hitting 3 for 76. And Rajita getting 2 for 104. When they batted in the second inning, they're 83 for 3. With Fernando getting 28, 20 not out to Matthew. So those were the 83 for 3 in their second inning. So far, Blair Tickner took all 3 wickets. He bowled some 10 over 1, made 28 runs and got 3 wickets. So that test match there hangs in the balance. Right there. And in the PCL, they've been going great guns in that rival. Yesterday, team making 240 and cannot win, or 230 and cannot win in the PCL rival. That is unbelievable. Riley Rosso yesterday got 100 in record time there. So, they're going great guns over there watching the PCL, what's taking part in the PCL there. So, Ivor, locally, this week coming up is the semifinals of the South Florida Premier League. Last week quarterfinals was played. One game still not decided due to life at the park, and that will be completed today. No, yesterday, today, tomorrow's semifinal pits Myrtle Grove against DCC Ignite. That's at Tradewind Park. Our match starts at 10 o'clock. PCC Googlies versus Palm Beach Hurricane. As I said, there's a game. Palm Beach Gladiator are awaiting the winner of today's game that needs to be complete between South Florida Sunrisers and Kendall Stars. There's 12 overs left to be played in that game, and that will take place at 5 o'clock today at Tradewinds Park. So that game there, as I said, is left to be decided. And then the next semifinal is Tufan versus Titan. That's at Myanmar Regional Park. So, incidentally, Ivo, I was told if Kendall Star wins that game between they and South Florida Sunrisers, that game will be played at Myanmar Regional Park North. And if South Florida Sunrisers is to win that game will be played at John Prince Park. So that's what's happening there, Ivor. And next Saturday, the night cricket will begin. They know it's now down to a T10 league, and it starts next Saturday with some three games there to be played in that competition starting next Saturday.
Okay, so it's T10 they're playing?
T10. They're going to be playing T10. And on the 19th, they'll be having the final. I think both finals will be played at Brian Piccolo Park. So,
is that the regular night game that usually be the 20 overs?
Yep. It's now going to a T10 game. I don't know why the format has changed, but
they lost 20 balls over there.
Change that format. We also will be pushing back to daylight saving time starting tomorrow. So I think the organizers need to look at something. They're playing 30 overs into the shorter months instead of playing it into the longer months. I don't know why.
Well, I guess they do that so they can have the 2020 games to have maybe 2-3 games in the summertime. I guess they have the 2020 in the longer months so they can have daylight for 2 games. When you have 80 overs in the day, you can have 2 games on a field, I guess. Maybe that's why they do that.
Yeah, but they're still playing two games at night time. And it's creating a lot of problems, from that.
Yeah, that's the thing. And the fees without lights, if they're not going to get in the 120 overs, it doesn't make sense to have 2 games when you're playing the 20 over matches.
They're playing on fields that are not equipped with the proper lightings for 2 games. Like last week at Tradewinds Park,
they played that game there, and that game created a lot of confusion, a lot of problem in the game. I was at the game that the umpires, they were complaining that they could not see the ball, and because one side of the field, there's no light. On one side
well,
of the field.
If it comes first, you can't play if the lights are not adequate. So, the umpires don't have to question that. They just call time. That's it.
Yeah, and that's what is happening there, Ivor. That it creates a lot of problem, and I think.
What should be the problem? Don't you guys use the Court Lewis?
This is what I'm going to say. The umpires, they might have blundered in that game. They went about the fourth over in the game, and there was issue with the lights. The umpire should have stopped the game and forced them to replay the game. It may have to be played today, but force them to replay the game or play it on another Sunday. But I think they kept on and maybe influenced by both teams and kept on. And when it got later in the game and they decided to stop the game, then it creates a lot of confusion, a lot of back and forth. But just go back to the night cricket, Ivor. I said it starts tomorrow, the 18th, with World 11 versus Pakistan at 5, Trinidad versus Combine at 6:45, and Jamaica versus Guyana at 8:20. So
that's next
three
week.
Games.
Next week Saturday, you said, right?
Next week Saturday, the 18th.
Right.
And
okay.
Sunday, which is the 19th, is the final of the South Carolina Premier League. And I said, I think that game will be played at Sports Park.
I'll try to get in on one of those games because I haven't missed since its inauguration. I haven't missed one, so it's like the US Open. I haven't missed one, so I vote to at least show one of them. At least one.
Looking at this schedule, there should only be. Four rounds of matches, Ivor. We got 18th, the 25th, April 1st. Then they take a break for the Easter weekend, April 15th. And then the playoffs starts with the quarterfinal on April 22nd. And, April 29th is a there.
I'll be down in April. So as we go on further, we'll see some more about that. So let's try to get Colonel in because we have to get the Antigua Keys.
Yeah.
They're coming for 10:45.
Okay.
So,
all right. I'll say this week we'll talk to the fans again. Next week, no, that's it for sports. Let's get Cardinal on so you can greet his many, many wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, Ivor.
Well, I know one of his fans is going to get dropped off here because she has quite a bit to say. But let me see if they would have told him themselves. If he called a name, that means there wasn't woman enough to tell him what they had to say. So let me listen up. Can I come and greet you, many fans?
Wow.
Thank you, David.
Good morning, David. Good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. Thank you, David, for that. But I must have missed it because I didn't hear you say anything about what's going on over there in South Africa with West Indies.
Yeah,
I know it's embarrassing to talk.
I missed it.
Maybe I did that out of my own embarrassment. I'm still talking about it.
I'm telling you, that's a real, real, real embarrassing thing here, man.
I'm getting like Ivor now. I just try to avoid the things that I don't want to see.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see if you want to call call Lynette name. That's all I want to know.
Of course, you want me to call it. You want me to call Lynette name first?
No, no, no. I don't want to call it because if you don't call it, that means she was a woman enough to say what she had to say.
So Lynette is between what Lynette is between a rock and a hard place.
I like challenges, so I could be in a rock and a hard place. That's fine.
I know Lynette will handle that.
No, Lynette's lying with that. Lynette, you can be confused now. You like, you told me nothing changed.
How about being
nothing changed? Nothing changed. I'm still in a rock and a hard place. That is the truth.
Oh, but that can be a good thing, you know.
I don't know,
thing.
David.
Yes, a good thing.
Let me ask you a question. She says in between a rock and a hard place. But I want to change the subject. Do they call rock stones in Jamaica?
I
got the rock part. Everybody got the rock part. The rock part is okay. That's mm-hmm. Standard.
Rock, you know, rock signifies strength. Rock signifies strength.
My question.
That's why I said,
we understand the hard. We know Jamaica and the rest of the Caribbean understand hard. All I want to know is the hard place. If the rock part, if you can call a stone, that's all I ask. The hard part is that I don't
No. It's a rock. You can call it whatever you want.
Is a rock a stone? That's all I need to know. Is a rock a stone? I just want to know you in the place between. What's the reason? I'm getting in between and between four and just one rock and a hard place. I got you. Could you bring to find before Lynette gets in trouble?
Good morning. Let me say good morning to the wonderful fans out there who are good friends and supporters of the Saturday morning. And I'm going to say good morning to the people up in New York, hoping that your weather is getting better. Tomorrow, as you know, is the daylight saving time. That one, that one. Can't get. But I hear a lot of people get mixed up with this thing that it is associated, now associated with a lot of illnesses and death. Heart attack, depression, and all kind of things. That's what the scientists were saying up to yesterday, that this switching back and forth is causing a lot of havoc on the lives of people. So anyway, I'm just hoping that up in New York and all those other places getting nice and warm so that David can stop complaining. And David,
yeah,
I don't know what this is doing to you, but I also heard that there was an infestation of pythons and alligators in things. And they said these alligators are now broken away people's fence and going back and forth into their backyard. So,
yeah, well,
and then the pythons are out there, and then you have King Kong in the state house as the chief executive, the governor's house. So you are in a hard place.
Yeah,
so
very. What happened, a lot of them are moving north and west, and they're moving into the swamp. You know, they're supposed to be draining the swamp, but they're moving into the swamp, and they're creating a bigger swamp here.
Oh, but you know, what you gonna do about the King Kong?
Well, the people already on his side, which are already gave him the majority of everything up there, so he's having a field day. No,
oh man,
by taking over all these things and cracking down and how that
taking over, taking over the city.
Yeah, yeah.
King Kong. Okay. Okay. Oh. Okay. Well, I don't know. Well, maybe Audley can help you. So keep Audley. Keep Audley. Keep Audley. He probably can buy some things to help you out. King Kong had his first experience. Remember, King, from the movies, King Kong had his first experience up in New York. And they get into Kong. So maybe Audley has some tricks.
Audley has to bring some snow down for him to freeze his castle and freeze him up.
But you need to control King Kong and the alligators and the pythons, man. You don't even have a rat. You're just in a hard place. So it's getting warm and it's saving time. They like saving time. Am I saying that correctly? Okay. So tomorrow you're gonna get up a little earlier than you have been doing over here. So maybe when you get up, you'll meet some sunshine. New York and Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babs in this. We hope that you're going to have a great time. You're getting up a little earlier. And so don't invite the heart attacks that they say and the depression and stuff like that. Just come right here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. We've always got something to entice you, make you know that it's going to be a great day, a great week, and a great year. Good morning to you. I'm going to go over to Seth Martin. I want to say good morning to Thompson and my good man, Carlos. It's always wonderful in Seth Martin, even if you don't hear about it because they don't always tell you. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. I'm going to go on over to Saint Kiss. And Lynette is right here, so she can tell you how wonderful it is. Anyway, you know, we got things going on. I'm going to wait for Lynette to tell you. We're hoping that they're joining us here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show and showing that we are having a good time. Over there in Nevis, let me first of all say good morning and condolences to the family and community of Nevis, having lost one of their stalwart politicians in Mr. Euro Swanston. And it's funny because I was told that he died exactly 1 year and 1 day after his daughter died last year.
Yep.
Wow. Coincidences. What a mark. Anyway, we say condolences to the family and the community of St. Kitts Nevis for the passing of one of their stalwarts in the political arena. And I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Duo and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, and particularly to Carmen Bailey C. Griffin. Say good morning to my friend and classmate, Earl Sargent, listening in to us over there, and hoping that the brother is doing great. They haven't heard anything different, so we're going to suggest that he is. I'm going to go on to the UK, and I hear David talk about the whipping that he got from Liverpool, so Omel might be jumping up because Omel loves to hear it, and Liverpool gives everybody, anybody, a good whipping, especially Chelsea, who just say it's the arch rival. Good morning, Omel. You must be having a great time. I don't have to do that, but we can enhance it by being right here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Good morning, Michelle. Michelle is over there in the UK. She loves Calypso, and she wants Calypso present. Good morning, Michelle. We're having a great time with us. I'm going to come across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning, Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And be with your brother with all the challenges that you might have. Hoping that you're having a comfortable day, at least. Good morning, Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany.
Cheers for that.
A little brother Malik and Sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutler Richardson. Comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutler. Bless us with your call, man. We love to hear you. We've got to laugh whenever you got some presentation. Anyway, we're hoping that you know that we're listening in, and we're hoping that you're having a great day with us. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. We're going to say good morning to Malik, Yvette, Barbara. They, too, are having a great time with us today, listening to the Saturday morning entertainment show. And I've got to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne, over there in Melbourne. And she, and I got to make it special, because she is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Yvonne. And I'm sure that you're going to be doing something to make sure that you're hooking up. Just let me know what it is. And I know I'm going to be enjoying and celebrating your happy birthday as well. Love you. Have a great time. And then finally say good morning to Kathleen. The morning show's favorite fan at the inspirational hour. He listened to the whole show, but the inspirational hour is her favorite pastime. And good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters. Stick around. Have a great day with us. Ivor's got a great show. Back to you, Eva.
There's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong. It only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are dreams. Stop existing and start living.
You can hear Dawn singing in the background, healing the world. That's what Michael Jackson says. He says to make it a better place for you and for me and for the entire human race, because there are people dying. And if you care enough for the living, you must make it a better place for you and me. And Dawn and Debbie are doing exactly that with the Antigua Care. So if there's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and there's a place, it's a brighter than tomorrow. You can do it if you really try. And if you find there's no need to cry, it is a place you'll feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are always a place there for people like Dawn and Debbie. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. Yeah. Happy Saturday to all of the gentlemen on the Cricket Show. Thank you for having Antigua and Barbuda Cares every Saturday on. We are in the diaspora, and we try our best to help out in projects in Antigua and Barbuda. To all of us listening under the sound of my voice, happy Saturday, happy Saturday, happy Saturday, and may God continually bless you. Just a few things. As you know, Travis Brown, who is one of the founding members of Antigua and Barbuda Cares. His mom and dad, they're both being disposed of, they're going to be buried this week, March the 15th, in Antigua, at the Spring Gardens Moravian Church, and the service is going to be at 10 a.m. So anyone who was looking for the information, that's the information, Mr. and Mrs. Brown, Hubert and Bernice Brown, they're having a double funeral. They died a few weeks apart, but they're being buried together in Antigua, and it's going to be at the Spring Gardens Moravian Church, March 15, 2023, 10 a.m. And I think the final burial will be in Old Road. So just wanted to give that information. But on behalf of Antigua and Barbuda Kids, we thank you every Saturday for listening to us. Dawn and I surely appreciate when we come on that we can share information. We are looking for items of donation, clothing, food, socks, anything that you can. We have two charities that we support in Antigua currently, and that is the Soup Kitchen down at the market area that they serve close to 150 people each day. What I'm understanding now that our African brothers from Cameroon who are stuck in on the island or who are now in the islands as refugees, they're now also participating down at the soup kitchen, and some of them are even volunteering before they even consume a meat each day. And the average cost of a meal each day is about $150 US. That serves all these people that stands in the line that go to get a warm meal. Food scarcity is not just in the United States. It's all around the world. And the second charity is the House of Refuge, and they serve a lot of the Green Bay Grace Farm area. And they require canned goods, dry goods. They just, we just got to Pastor Pete to take over because we ship things to him over to Barbuda, 50 book bags to the Barbudans, and they're so appreciative. I sent out some of the pictures of the kids receiving their book bags. So, we're just happy that every little thing that we can do, we are doing, that God has blessed us with it. We are not a political organization. We do not. We do not support any particular party in this organization, although all of us may have our personal preferences. Any child, any parent, any project, any person that's burnt out of a house that requires help and we can help, that's what we do. So, on behalf of Antigua and Barbuda Kids, we want to thank all who have donated in the past in any big or little way, and all who are listening this morning, that they will continue to do so, and they will dig into their pockets, even if it's $5. And if you want to ship directly to Antigua, and it does not have to be just to the soup kitchen or to the food pantry, there are many other people, other organizations on the island of Antigua and Barbuda that they really, really, really need our help. I can be reached at Debbie Campbell, NYC, at AOL.com, or my phone number is 845-820-6598. Dawn is unable to be on this morning. She just came back from burying her mom, so she's still in bereavement mode, and she has some personal things that she's taking care of today, but I'm sure she'll be on the next time that we're on. But I just wanted to thank the Cricket Show for every Saturday having us on, and any little help that you can give is so appreciative. Thank you, and have an amazing day.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you, too, for coming, too, and representing Don as well. We did hear the funeral online. Very interesting. I didn't know. You got out of the leaks way as well. I didn't hear them say that you got in the leaks.
You're breaking up. I'm sorry.
Well, I was saying we did view the funeral online from Dawn's mother. But I'm saying I'm happy that you got out of the swing, because anybody who passed away, to make sure she straightened them up with some good legs and the mother.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Kind of we're sending home because, you know, as usual, we are trying to get people from just existing and start living. Kind of give you a thank you to...
I just want to say a shout out and a thank you to Don to bringing our attention to something. Hello? You're not hearing me?
Yes, Debbie. Yes. Debbie's on.
Oh, okay. Let me just say then thank you to Don. And let me just give Debbie an opportunity to say a few words. Then. Go ahead.
Oh, no, this is Debbie. That's on. Dawn is not on today.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm getting a little bit of, what is it called?
That's
Sinai,
okay.
No,
the two D's is confused. Don't worry.
yeah. Okay, no. Okay, Debbie. Thank you. Just want to thank you for coming in and sharing with us an opportunity to contribute to something that I think falls within our human obligation and offer our assistance to brothers and sisters who are in some sort of distress socially, because this is what most of it is. And sometimes it translates into mental distress as well. So we just want to thank you for the opportunity that inspires us because of your dedication, because of your commitment to a program to assist anybody that you can assist without any expectation as to, you know, getting any rewards, I should say.
Thank you so much.
Your rewards.
Thank you.
Are the gifts that you offer to others. And that, to me, is great inspiration. Don't go anywhere yet, Don. I'm gonna speak to you. Ivan, go ahead. I'm gonna speak to Don back here.
Yes. Okay. Well, we would have heard it here. Yes, indeed, we're making a better place for those who are less fortunate. The Antigua Kids, they are doing just that, and your contribution is going to be well worth it. Lynette, are you back with us? I would think so. You're running in heels. Are you there, Lynette? Okay, I think she may have gone. Matrice is still here and there about. I know she's a real, real busy woman. She multitasks most of the times. But we have a thank you there coming in there from someone. Okay, we appreciate you. You're welcome. I think that's what we were told to say when people are saying the big thank yous on all the good stuff. Yes, well, we're into the final hour. We're at the top of the hour. That's 11 o'clock, that is. And again, I want to say good morning to each and every one of you out there in internet land who are listening up to us here on this, your Saturday morning entertainment show. We're well on the way. We're halfway into the month of March. And, oh, how time flies. I think we're having fun. I think that's the saying. When time flies like this, you must be having fun. Well, we heard from Mayor Motley this morning, and quite an interesting, to the point, up front and center, blunt as you want to be, if you may want to use such a word. But to the point, no bars hold, no holding back. I like her style. I think we grew up on the same tree somewhere along the line. So she might have been out on a different limb. But nonetheless, I sure that Colonel will want to say something about that. I invited him this morning when she spoke, but she say he did not want to disrupt the inspirational portion with his personal comments. But I'm going to invite him to do so. But after the birthday and anniversary and events that would have taken place on this date, we're going to try to get those out of the way. And those are coming compliment from Ma Ruby's son, Mr. Audley Watson. So, Colonel, be prepared. We're going to sing happy birthday to you. Could we have an introduction into that? I sure we can. Let's see if we can find it someplace. Some little something in the background where we can sing happy birthday. Maybe we can. I see Bernie Spear. I don't think Bernie Spear wants to have a cabinet to us. But Lynette already came here with rocks and hard place and all the stuff. We're not going to go beyond that. This morning, she came and dropped her words and then turn off. Hopefully, she'll get back in. A little later, we're waiting for that. So, okay, Colonel, we're waiting for you as well.
Okay.
Oh, you're here. Okay, good. You're back.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready. Okay. Yes.
Okay, yes.
Today
Let's
is
go
March
ahead.
11th. Yes. Today is March 11th. And here are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. Today is the birthday of Jeff Stallmeyer, out of TNT, former captain and player for the West Indies. Out of India, it's Vijay Hazare. Out of Australia, Ben Dunk. Out of New Zealand, John Ward, George Dickinson, and Colin Monroe. Out of Afghanistan, Abdul Malik. Remember that name? Abdul Malik. That was the name that they gave to the guy over in Trinidad, Michael X. Out of South Africa, Sydney Burke. Jackie McGlynn, Arthur Oates. Out of Zimbabwe, Robin Brown and Dirk Vizio. Out of Pakistan, Hassan Raza. Out of Kenya, Enidi Otenso. Out of Sri Lanka, Janta Mendes. Out of China, Fang Yang Yang. China do it twice and three times. And Zhao Gao Sheng. Out of the UAE, Syed Moskoud. Out of England, Dick Tilsdale, Walter Burley, Andrew Studdard, and Tommy Beaumont. Today, I got to say, it's the birthday of my dear sister, Yvonne. I got to say that again. And Audley's Aunt Joyce. Out of... It is the birthday of conductor and arranger Bobby McFerrin. Remember Bobby McFerrin? Don't happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Okay. Actress Alex Kingston. Actor Terrence Howard. TV journalist Sam Donaldson. Singer Latoya Luckett from Destiny's Child. Rupert Murdoch, the media tycoon, born down there in Australia. And the owner of Fox News, just to give you an idea of where this guy comes out. The late Antonin Scalia, former Supreme Court Justice. Anthony Davis, an NBA player. Comedian Shemp Howard from the Three Stooges. Lawrence Welk, American accordionist and band leader. Harold Wilson, former Prime Minister of Britain, the United Kingdom.
was born in 1916. Bobby Abreu, a Major League Baseball player, played for the New York Yankees. In 1665, New York approved a new code guaranteeing Protestant religious rights. Imagine that. First English daily newspaper, the Daily Courant, was published in 1702. In 1179, the U.S. Army... In 1789 is the birth of Benjamin Banneker, an African, I should say, a black inventor and pioneer. In 1823, the first normal school in the U.S. opens in Concord Academy in Concord, Vermont. In 1848, Louis Hippolyte LaFontaine and Robert Baldwin became the first prime minister of the province of Canada to be democratically elected under a system of responsible government. That's what they called it. In 1864, the Great Sheffield Flood, the largest man-made disaster ever to befall England, killed over 250 people in Sheffield. In 1869, the West first learned of the giant panda by a French missionary, Armand David, who received a skin from a hunter. In 1892, the first public basketball game in Springfield, Massachusetts. In 1910, English cricketer Jack Hobbs scored 187 against South Africa, his first international test 100, only to get out hit wicket. In 1941, Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Lend-Lease Bill, allowing the U.S. to provide material support to Great Britain's war effort in return for future use of land for U.S. military bases in England. Wow, what a swap. In 1942, the first deportation prison in Lewes, Paris, France, for Auschwitz concentration camp in Germany. 1953, the first female army doctor is commissioned. In 1958, the American B-47 accidentally dropped a 15,000-pound bomb on a family home in Mars Bluff, South Carolina, creating a 75-foot crater with its nuclear capsule. In 1966, military coup led by Indonesian General Muhammad Suharto breaks out. In 1968, singer-songwriter and producer Otis Redding is the first person in the U.S. to posthumously receive gold records for his single, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. In 1980, wicketkeeper Rodney Marsh bowls 10 overs for 51 runs in a dull Australia versus Pakistan cricket drawn test match. In 1985, Mikhail Gorbachev replaces Konstantin Chernenko, as the Soviet leader. Chernenko died, you know, from his days in office, died while in office. In 1988, the British pound note ceased to be legal tender and was replaced by the one-point note. In 1991, remember the British pound note that had shillings and stuff to it? Okay. In 1991, Janet Jackson signed a $14 million three-album deal with Virgin Records. In 2006, Michelle Bachelet is inaugurated in the first female president of Chile. In 2013, Laureus World Sports Award, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, sportsman and Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt. Okay, let me read that again. In 2019, Laureus World Sports Award, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, sportswoman and Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, sportsman and American swimmer Missy Franklin. Okay, I'm missing out on this. In 1918, China's
National People's Congress approves the removal of term limits for a leader will allow Xi Jinping presidency for life. In 2020, WHO divided COVID-19 a pandemic. And all of this, ladies and gentlemen, happened on some day in some year on the 11th of March. Those are your happy birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. Back to you, Ivan.
All right, thank you, thank you. I am seeing the background there for you, Cardinal. Well, we have some real historical notes there. Spell my, as you say, is having a birthday today. That's in all white. But Colonel, let me say something. You have to remember the big gala affair just took place over there in Nevis on Thursday when Willie was the featured guest there. We had Dr. Sir Anderson Montgomery Roberts in attendance as well. He was once Willett's roommate when they toured with the West Indies team. So 50 years ago, March 9th, was when the first leeward Islander graced the cricket field with El Comito Willett doing the honors. Nevis and the Leeward Islands. Broke the glass ceiling for the likes of Andy Roberts, Babe Richards, Richie Richardson, the Benjamin, the Keith Arthurtons, Stuart Williams, the late Renarco Morton of blessed memory. We have Karen Powell as well. Carlton Tuckett, who represented at the ODI level. So, that too should be recorded as a first. There can only be one first. I looked at it online. It was in great attendance, full capacity, and had some highfalutin dignitaries there. As a matter of fact, Dame Marcella Lyburn was there as well. You know, she's a sporting icon. Remember in 78. Trinidad in netball to become the champion of netball in the Caribbean. And they went on into the world competition. I think they placed fifth in that competition. First again in the Caribbean. Came in behind the Australia, New Zealand, and the likes. So, but we have Lynette with us, Cardinal, so we can answer a question or two while I turn this fellow here down a little bit. It's not really loud in the background, but just to fill some of the gap there. Lynette, I'm sure you would have looked at the proceedings there for Willett on Thursday. The Prime Minister spoke, and he came short of saying, "Sir, El Comito Willett." And the way how he started his speech in a smiling, usual way, it reminded me of when he said, "Hopefully this is the last time I will be saying Governor Deputy Marcella Lyburn." And the very next time Marcella appeared before him, it was at a swearing-in ceremony for her being the Governor General of St. Kitts and Nevis. So I think the next official meet that he would meet with El Comito Willett, as Andrew Roberts put it in his speech when he spoke at the podium, he said, "This time now to put something in front of his name instead of having MBE behind his name." So if that's a clear indication, the way how the Prime Minister spoke when he stumbled before saying "Sir Willett," and he smiled and saying, "Willett, what is it you're taking? Do you think that it's about time that Willett, Tim Collins, Elston, Nero, Elimat, I can name those three, be honored in terms of Sir National Heroes. We have what? Some five national heroes in St. Kitts. And all of them are politicians. I think it's some six, because we have one living national. We have
five.
No,
five.
Yeah, so let me name them. So Robert Saltwell, France. Yes, you have five, yes? Simon Daniel.
And Simmons.
So we have all five, and all five are politicians. So let's just get, this might very well be Dennis, so let's move over and feel the heat. Good morning, good afternoon in your neck of the woods. I see the +44, so liberty to say it is.
Yes.
All right, I got my first right for the day. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon. Well, good morning. I almost say good afternoon because it's almost dinner time here. It's good to be with you. I've been listening via the internet since the show started, and I can also tell you that yes, I'm still here in London and expect to return midweek of next week. During the early part of the show, there was a little echoing and breaking up and dropping, so we didn't quite catch some of the broadcasts, particularly when David was on. I know there was some disappointment regarding the West Indies, but I did not hear the scores, so I dread asking to be told what was the disappointment that we missed.
Yes, we went also. Yeah, I said we went down badly. Okay, Colonel, come on. What? I don't know if Dennis didn't hear me properly. No, I think Dennis was asking for the scores. I'm not sure if you hear me properly. With the West Indies scores?
Okay. Well, yeah, just ask Lynette some. If Lynette,
no.
I don't want.
No, we're going to deal with Dennis right now because he just came on. So ask you if you have the scores for West Indies, go ahead and give him.
Let me see if I could give him the scores.
I'm not sure if you were hearing me. I thought you said I was breaking up, so I was asking you to breathe.
Okay. The scores for what?
Yeah, can you hear me, Dennis? If you can hear me, I can say it. You're hearing me?
I can hear you, Ivor and Cardinal. I just don't hear the score yet for the West Indies.
Okay, well, we have South Africa made 320 in the first inning. West Indies replied with 251. South Africa in the second inning, 321. And then they bundled us out for 106. Thus, we're losing the match by 284 runs. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And to call it a disappointment is being generous. It's a downright disgraceful. You know.
Yes.
And I don't know, there's something dramatic, something great, something really, really heavy and serious must occur in the West Indies camp in terms of administration and players, because I don't know how long we can put up with what we see here as this, set of something masquerading as whatever it is, but it's certainly not cricket. It's certainly not something that we're watching. And I note that it's just as well that when the game was being played in South Africa, I did get to see just a very small snapshot, and I noticed that the stadium was empty, just as well, because it lessens the embarrassment of the entire Caribbean people to know that not a lot of fans were on hand to see this debacle. Either it's sad, and a lot needs to happen somewhere. Yeah. Now, before I go further, I heard you... jokingly at the start of the show said that you found something amusing during the proceedings last week of the ceremony, and I wondered what it was that you needed the explanation to.
Last week, you said?
No, no, the funeral proceedings for my mother, I heard you jokingly mention to Leon that there was something
explanation. Yeah, at the graveside, the lady there, the pastor, she said, well, I cannot sing, so she was summoning the choir to sing, or some person, and it seemed like everybody was reluctant in singing. And then this one gentleman, he started singing, so I thought it was him.
I think it was rather a very cold and damp day, and I think that, proceedings was somewhat, interfered with other noises and surroundings. So, I too am aware of what you speak.
Yes.
Eventually, we had one or two people picking up the baton and tried to, make amends there. So, yes, somewhat amazing.
Yes, it came through in the end, yes. But I thought it was funny, the way how it was done, Hey, let's get some people to sing here. Hey, let's go, She had the mic, so you would have heard her. But the others, you couldn't really hear. But, there was some singing in the back. But she didn't utter a word. I can't sing.
It's fine to know that even during the great moment of sorrow that we still were able to smile and find.
Yes, exactly.
I think we too understood that. Thank you so much for all participating. And I'll take this opportunity also to express my condolences to Travis Brown and his family, and of course the Antigua Barbuda Care Group, for the condolences of Travis's parents. I understand and know what he might be going through at this time, and I certainly want to send him and the group my condolences.
Yes.
Thank you. And I heard Liam Motley speaking, but I was not able to hear clearly what the subject of her speech was. So presumably when I get back, perhaps I can have that replayed, and maybe then I can give some.
Okay. We have tried to break it down. It was a question that was asked of her, and she really started off by saying, you really wanted me to answer the question? And then she got into it, but Kana would break that down for us. As a matter of fact, Kana, let's start there. We'll keep Lynette on hold a little bit to answer the questions.
Okay.
On the thing. So, Kana, let's go straight into that, Mayor Motley, and make that your commentary. How about that? Please.
Okay, that's fine. As I was saying earlier, are you guys hearing me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Yes, hearing. Okay. It seems as if I'm hearing some other sounds, as if I'm hearing some breakup. Mayor Motley is demonstrating to us what is it that we need to respond to and how we need to respond to our current circumstances. I introduced her on the show, on the write-up of the show, as the king lioness roaring out of Barbados. Yeah, you have heard about, lions before. You have very likely heard of the Lion of Judah. And you have heard of the, if you are into Greek mythology, you have heard of the invincible Nemean lion. And also you heard of the lion being the king of the jungle. But here is a lioness king roaring out of Barbados. And I've seen her presentations at her presentations to the UN General Assembly in the past 3 years. I've seen her presentation to the African Union, the conference of the African Union that occurred last year in Addis Ababa. And I have to recognize her as a really powerful voice coming out of the Caribbean. What's not understandable, though, is that I don't feel that she is getting the support of other Caribbean leaders, because for whatever reason, she's demonstrating the kind of mentality. She's demonstrating the kind of a commitment to the liberation of African peoples that we saw develop in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and slowly came to a halt by the 80s and the 90s. And now you're still being embarrassed and wondering why West Indies is having such a poor performance in South Africa this weekend and for the last 20-something or so years. It's because of the retrogression of the mentality of our people, as is demonstrated by the silence that we hear from other leaders in the Caribbean, even in the voice, as the voice of Mayor Matley, as she makes her presence felt, just like West Indies cricket used to do. She makes her presence felt in the international arena. She comes there, and she comes there like West Indies cricket did in the past. I ain't come here to play second fiddle to anybody. She demonstrates the maturity of her consciousness, the maturity of her intelligence, and I can't say enough about this woman, this lioness king, because the other leaders in the Caribbean, they're not stepping up. And I tie that kind of failure of the others not stepping up, to the failure of the West Indies performance as cricketers. Now, we can talk about administration and who's to make the team and who's not to make the team all we want, but unless we start to cultivate that same mentality in our players again, that ain't going to happen. Mia Motley is demonstrating it. And if that is not a clarion call for all other leaders in the Caribbean to wake up, I should say to be resurrected, not just wake up, but to be resurrected, there ain't nothing that's going to save us. And so,
let me see if
Hello.
You can come. Hold a minute.
Our beloved Prime Minister, Mia Moi, always delivers. Let me share this clip.
I wasn't in the room, but a lot of Western climate diplomats tell me is that leaders like yourself also carry a responsibility. Why are vulnerable countries still so debt-stricken? Why is there still corruption? What is your response to that?
You really want me to answer you?
I do.
Okay. Where is it that every time we talk about countries from the south, the first allegation is corruption? That's a make check. In the USA and the UK and Europe, they're riddled with corruption, but nobody says that they're not capable of achieving their objectives because of corruption. Why is it that we're not talking about the fact that these countries became independent, having allowed those countries that colonized them to extract significant portions of their wealth, such that we had no proper housing, no proper education, no proper healthcare systems, no proper legal systems, no proper across the whole. And certainly nothing to do with building social capital, like community development and cultural enterprises. And what has happened is, therefore, that we have spent the time since independence trying to give our people what the global north has taken for granted and has supported by the extrication of centuries of wealth, to hear their people out of our blood, sweat, and tears. Now, when our blood, sweat, and tears finances the Industrial Revolution, and the Industrial Revolution then causes a climate crisis, and then I have to pay for the consequences of the climate crisis because of the Industrial Revolution financed by our blood, sweat, and tears, then I think they have no moral authority to tell me anything about the financing of the climate or about why we don't have enough.
Is it anger over this that fuels your energy?
Anger? Absolutely not. Unfairness. Lack of justice. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed that humankind still wants to believe that there's one world for a set of people and another world for another set.
Tell them, Mia. Tell them for us. I always see this about her. I love how she says what is in her mind. She says it as she sees it, and she gets her point across. And I love how she asked, "Do you really want me to answer that?" That's how you know she is going to go in. And I loved, 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 loved her answer. And, you know, that's a legit answer. I'm glad she called it out. Thank you so much, Prime Minister Mia Motley. As always, we love you and we love to see it.
All right. So, Dennis, I hope it came to a little clearer this time for you. Okay, you hear me, Kanda?
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, I was actually
okay,
Dennis.
Let me go. I'm not hearing Dennis.
Yeah, I didn't hear
you. Sorry,
that
was my fault. That was my fault. Thank you for playing that again. I did pick up some of what was being said, and I'm a great admirer of Mia Motley. She's a lady who is reminds me a great deal of the lone voice in the early wilderness. The lone voice I'm referring to is, of course, Marcus Garvey. During his tenureship, he did not have the kind of support that you indicated that, or she indicated, that is not in the Caribbean. And so Mia Motley has now taken on that role of trying to rally the islands and, of course, trying to take the conscience of the past colonial masters. So I appreciate her greatly. And when she speaks the truth, she speaks volume, and she knows of what she speaks. Thank you so much for sharing that with me, and I will certainly continue listening to the rest of the program via the internet, and I will log off from this call at the moment. Thank you so much, Ivor, and the rest of the gang back there.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you. Okay, Colonel, and if you're finished with that, maybe we can get Lynette to tell us about the sir that should be going in front. I did ask for three names she can add or subtract. I did say Kim Collins, El Camino Willett, and Elston Newell. So, Lynette, I'm pushing it back to you now. The ball is over in your court. Let's be the Alka Gibson at this time.
Yeah, hello, good morning. All three names that you called are worthy of that. They have put Thinkits on the map in different forms, and so they are worthy. So I don't have anything. I'm for it, not against it.
Do you think that it would happen in the tenure of this government, the federal government?
I would say I will hope it will happen or could happen.
No. I need for you to come off the fence. Come off the fence. You're on the fence.
I don't know what
do
these people said. I can't vote for people.
I'm asking for your opinion. Do you think it will happen?
My opinion is that I hope that it will happen.
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question. Do you think it will happen?
I am not going to put my neck on the block for not a man.
Hear me again, though. Your opinion is not
there.
Do you think, in your opinion, that it will happen before this government?
Let me cut it here.
I answer twice.
Yes. And I'm saying, I'm going to say asked and answered. She says, I mean, I don't know why you're here, but I hear Lydek say, don't ask me about that because I can't speak for anybody. I hear her clearly say, I think they deserve the honor.
Whether thank answer, you.
Whether,
I never,
I'm not saying what, I don't know if that's what you said. Hold on. I'm not sure that's what you said, but this is what I heard. Yes.
Okay.
Whether or not they're going to get that honor is not for me to think about. I can't speak for anybody, so I'm not even thinking about that. I've made myself clear that they are deserving of whatever honor is there. And that answers the question as far as I'm concerned. Now, you don't let you get that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
This is the minister here.
Exactly what I said. You reiterated it very well.
And if you can speak for Lynette,
you
want to
say, you're trying to get her to say that she thinks that this prime minister here is going to confer the honor on them before he leaves office. She has no way of entertaining that thought. She's not
thank you very
minister.
Much. I'm not in the people's head. I don't know what they're thinking.
Or something. Why are you trying to push Lynette in a corner now?
I like the push.
Well,
you know, I ain't no horse. I'm a donkey. I got to push. I don't have the wine. Lynette,
okay.
You really kind of confuse me. You think it is right that a man should go and dress up like a woman, and you must respect them as a woman. Woman decide, I'm going to dress up as a man, and you refer to her as a man. What about a little child who decide, I want to be a grown-up? You think they have that right too? What do you think?
Well, I'm sure everybody got their right. Even people in prisons got rights.
Okay, well, you're a human being, but somebody just texted me here and asked me, can Lynette explain what is gender confused?
Lord have mercy. Well.
I'm going to support you on that one. I think Lynette has a lot to say about this gender confused thing that she's talking about. Lynette is the one who introduced me to that term. And then someone was commenting on the implications of all this. So I feel as if Lynette has a lot to say about that. So let me listen.
Oh,
to
what is this?
Lynette, go ahead.
Hello.
I'm listening. Where much is
you listening?
Oh, much is
and I don't,
yes,
and I don't have nothing to say about that, you know, because people live their life how they see it. People choose which path they want to take their lives. And so it's all up to them. So I don't have
I think y'all know that
I like to be in a rock and a hard place. Look at all you, the two of you.
Okay. Here's the question that I'm asking. Somebody wake up one morning and they say, all the years we know them, they got all male characteristics and features, okay? And all of a sudden they get up and they say, I want to identify as a female because that's how I want to identify. And the society is required to respond to that by demanding that everybody call them female, even though they have genitals of males and other male characteristics. The society decides that everybody must refer to them as females because that's how they want to identify. Okay? Then someone gets up and say, well, I'm white, but I want to identify as black. And so the society say, I'm responsible to that by saying, They got the right to identify as black if they want to. And everybody is required to recognize them as black, even though they are white as snow. Not as white as snow, but as white as pink. Now, some 60-year-old get up and say, well, I identify as an adult, so I'm not going to go to school anymore. Okay? I'm not going to go to school anymore. Instead of going to school, I'm going to go, what adults do, I'm going to go by the bar and have me a drink and so on. But because I identify as an adult. Isn't the society then require us to relate to that 6-year-old as an adult? Is that the trend that it's following? That's the question.
Everybody has a right, have their rights. And I mean, yeah. You guys living in America especially, children got more rights than parents sometimes.
No, that's what I'm asking. I'm asking if the society should not respond to that 6-year-old that said, society can respond to a man saying, I don't want to be a man anymore. I want to be a woman. And the society imposes on the rest of us to recognize that man as a woman. And because if we do not, we get charged for discrimination and whatever else charge comes up behind that. Okay? How is that different to a 6-year-old saying, I don't want to be a 6-year-old anymore because I feel I want to identify as an adult and do the things that adults do, like going to the store and buy liquor or not go to school and go hang out on the corner with the rest of adults? Shouldn't society just say, well, the trend is to accommodate people by the way they want to identify. So we're going to come forward and demand that that person be respected according to the identity that they claim. He's 6 years old, but he's claiming to be an adult. And the trend about whether he's 6 or not. The trend is to accommodate however he wants to identify himself.
Let me answer in a question form, and maybe this might help me later. Let me take off the hook now, because you're very good at taking off the fence. So let me take off the hook. Here we are playing golf. Maybe you can answer the question. I am in front, and my caddy is behind, and he's, tagging along my gears and stuff. Who would you say is in charge? The guy who is leading in front, the golfer, or the guy behind with the caddy who is tagging along behind him? Who would you say is in charge of that little procession there?
I don't know, because I don't understand golf.
Okay, let me just ask Lynette. Here is a guy in front walking, going to his next, you're playing golf and you have your holes.
In this situation, it would be the golfer, because now the caddy has to follow where the golfer is going. But in other situation, caddy has to take the lead.
Hold on. No. Just as I presented to you, you are correct. The guy is in charge. I'm trying to get to
the question. No question. I have no one straight answer,
Okay, hold on. You answered maybe the way how I wanted you to answer that. Let me put it that way. It sounds good to me. Because to me, that man is in charge because he's leading. He's in front. And once you're leading, of course you're in charge. Now, you have your dog on a leash. And the dog is in front and you're walking behind the dog. Who's in charge? Okay, don't answer.
It depends on the situation. Now, if the dog is pulling the person and the person is just going along with the dog, wherever the dog is going, then the dog in control.
Well, with him an infant is in charge.
If the person starts to pull back and say, no, don't go this way or don't go that way, then the owner is in charge. So you see, just
No, that's where you get in trouble. And the dog on the corner and you say, no, I'm in charge here, I'm in front here, you follow my lead. So doesn't the caddy have to follow the
owner? Right, but it doesn't have a straight answer. It all depends on the situation.
Okay, so I tell you, don't always go with straight, Lynette. Go with a twist sometimes. Yeah. We don't want to run this style.
Oh,
you said it. Guys, we have another 10 minutes or so on this show. It's the Saturday morning.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave now because I have an appointment. I just want to say happy birthday to myself because I did not get a birthday song played for me. And my birthday is on Thursday.
How the song wouldn't play for you? I played the song all through. You already told me, anytime when Colonel bring up the birthdays and he don't bring up the name for your birthday coming Thursday, what and what you're going to do? But you want to make you exit nice and easy. Tell him what you told me. He didn't. He had the birthday in front of you, and he did not say. I said
so
this
anyway,
morning, right?
You guys have a wonderful week. I know I'm going to have a fantastic week. I have something planned for every single day, all the way to next Sunday. So I know I'm going to have a good week.
Quick question before you go. Did you hear me say good morning and happy birthday to you this morning? And you enjoyed the whole month? Did you not
yes,
hear
I heard
this
that.
Morning? Okay, good. So tell
I
Connor what
that,
you
yes.
tell him. Don't lump me in the same. Tell him what you have to say.
Well.
Don't tell me to tell
he
him.
He must have a big mountain of rocks. He puts everybody in a rock and a hard place.
I asked David this morning if rocks equally should have asked Dennis that when he was on. If we refer to a rock as a stone, I am so happy that you're not between two rocks.
Well, maybe if I get between two rocks, I'll be I could hide. I could hide when I'm getting all kind of missiles threat me.
So you think it's best to be between two rocks and a hard place? Okay, whatever you say. It's dark in here. It's dark in here.
See, I told you like rocks because rocks are strong. Signifies strength.
I got one question though before we open. In honoring our citizens, why haven't we thought of a title rather than be borrowing from the titles of our antagonizers? I mean, those titles represent our oppression. So when we start to call our honorees like Sir or MDE, those are titles to me that are symbols of our oppression. Can't we come up with a title that represents, that we can use to honor our people based on our experience, our culture, our mindset, and our history?
My simple and short answer to that is that it has a nice ring to it. And I would go along with it. And I don't put nothing about no colonizers, no slave masters, nothing to it. If I can hear Sir Willett, Sir Elton Newer, Sir Kim Collins, he has a good, nice ring to it. And I don't put no blonde, no blue eye, no pink, no white, no nothing behind it. It just separate them from amongst a whole lot of other people, especially that they are deserving of it. So for me, I would feel good. Me, I don't go into the historical nothing about no came from Europe, he came from what? I don't want to go into that part. It just, for what it symbolizes in terms of you're being honored, especially if you come with a stipend now. I would like to know that they just don't get that and a trophy put on the shelf. It must be given some numeration in terms of a better way of living. I guaranteed some things are happening here. Maybe you have a chauffeur. You know, for instance, like in Antigua, Vivi Richards every 3 years, he can get a car duty-free. You buy your car, yes, but it comes in duty-free. You know, you have that. You have an ambassadorial role. You know, issue him a diplomatic passport for ease of travel. Going around the world, they apart and separate from me. He's like, you go on over, you go to the line, you don't have to stand up here and watch nobody just watching you and watching you up and down and say, you look too black, man. I give it 2 days in the country. You're an ambassador for the country. So all that is what come with it to show I'm worthy. I've done something that is worthy of making me separate and apart. And the country should recognize it. That is what I would like, personally. So that's just me. I would like to know, will it, when we went through our struggles there in 1970 and we couldn't catch our breath, because as you see people struggling in the school, no mother, no father, no brother, somebody in the village dies, somebody. It was always this constant reminder. You know, we just came off of 1967 when we heard our Saint Kitts was attacked by Anguillian mercenaries and some opposition members of Saint Kitts were involved with it and so. Even though we were over in Nevis, we were mindful of those things. Then here comes 69, and what will it come out of an airplane in the arms of Ira Martin? I was on the airport, a little 16-year-old guy representing Nevis for the first time. And I remember Ira Martin said, come on, lift him up out of the plane like a baby, a 16-year-old guy. I sure remember that channel at the airport when we were there. Ira Martin, I can see it right in front of me. He did that. And those guys came off the plane. So Willett was in the struggle from the beginning. Little, remember we were in Town Canal, and I think it was Lil who said, Lord, you mean you send a little boy up in Antigua to go get killed? What's to that effect? You remember that Cardinal, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Right, everybody was on, mine was on Linnet. What's his name there? El Camino Willett. This little baby, 16 years old, gone to represent Nevis, and he is Buckland Stone trying on the field in Antigua. So the guy almost took one for Nevis, and then came and shattered the glass ceiling, got into the West Indies team as a 19-year-old after Garfield Sobers would have done it. For all these years, no teenager could have break through there. And we had players who, in my mind, were up to the standard of making West Indies. The Len Harris, the Gilberts, the Cooeys, over in Antigua, and we used to like a whole lot of that. I used to like a guy named Hilson Phillip. I just used to like him. You know, we were small then. And over in Montserrat, you know, the Corriots and the Jim Allen and those guys. We thought these guys were good enough. Livingston Sargent, to me, was the first person that I thought, when I began to know cricket, that should have been playing for the West Indies. I don't know. There was just something about it. And then Len Harris' talk used to come up. Who was the better batsman? I remember Kenneth Selfridge. He used to have that all the time. And he think that Harris was the better batsman between him and Sargent. And I used to go along and say, Livingston Sargent. Because Sargent batted number three. Every number two batsman I just used to like. As in Rowan Connacht. But I thought that there was a place for him. So for Willett now to come by and shatter the glass ceiling. But even Hector, I thought he was good enough at one time, was a better keeper than Finley in me as a small boy. That's what I thought. And he didn't get in. So when Willett did it, man, you just have to put something behind his name. Forget about this call. Europeans, blue eye, whatever you think about, set him apart for me. Because my claim to fame in cricket is that I played for Nevis in the same team with Willett. I felt good. I played with a West Indian player. And that was just good enough for me to just walking on the same field with him, because a lot of people didn't notice, but I say now on the air, when I first came to hear about Willett was when I was in Zion School and we were playing Zion against Boys School in town. We from the country. And I heard this big talk about Wrexham. He was Kelly then. Later on, he became Roberts, Wrexham Roberts. I'm sure you know him, Cardinal. A left armer. He was bigger than Willett in stature. But we all were, you know, the same age, just around. And then you hear about this little boy in town named Willett. And then the fast bowler guy was Maxine, a guy from Overbath, a light-skinned guy. As a matter of fact, I think he was the captain. I remember it good when we were small. And Augustine Merchant and myself, we beat Boys School for the first time a team in the country, beating them. And that was big talk. Bunkamp was mad that he was the headmaster. And we brag and boast that we beat Willett. And Willett was about maybe just about 14 or so, 13, 14. But I remember that good. Augustine Merchant and myself, I batted number 3. Augustine Merchant batted number 4. And we stayed in there, we poked around, and we made the runs. That's when I heard about Willett. And after that, the rest was history. He should be given the title. We're closing up, Colonel. You have a minute.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me just say good day to all the fans, friends, and supporters. Hope that you had an enjoyable morning with us, because that's what I endeavor to give you with all the sunshine added. I'm going to try to do this again next week, but you'll be able to join me. Until then, have a great week, everyone. Best
Lynn.
See you on the next program next week.
Lynn.
Goodbye.
20 seconds. Lynn, if you're still here. No, she was still here.
Yes, sir. Yeah, goodbye, everybody. Enjoy the show. As usual. y'all have a good week. I sure will have a good one.
Okay, and enjoy your birthday on Thursday. I'm going to make sure call you. Make sure you pick up your phone and put up the donation. I am not going to do like Kathleen. I'm not going to give you the advice like Kathleen, because I don't want to get shut out. So forget about the donut this website. Okay? Well, folks, tomorrow we expect you to join the cricket show at 6 o'clock until 9. The time changes tomorrow, so we'll be right on cue with the Caribbean time. So, Lynn, it's 6 for you, not 7, tomorrow. 515-605-9850. That's the number you call to get in. And it's www.talkradio.com/thecricketshow. We're going to have a really, really good show for you tomorrow, because West Indies would have went down in disgrace to use Dennis's quote. They went down in disgrace. Well, Dennis, we're going to wish you all the best in your travels and get back to the mainland here in the United States in one piece. God bless. Make it a good week, everybody. Ta-da.